You're listening to a story from Work in Progress, a show about the meaning and identity we find in work. From Slack, I'm Dan Meisner.
Age, Rachel Denton preferred to be alone. And when she was alone, like many children, she would retreat into her imagination. And it wasn't exactly an imaginary friend.
You know, I used to play with God in the way that most people would sort of, you know, play at being doctors and nurses, and that's what I play at being a nun.
It's not like she didn't like other children. They just made her tired.
I think that's classic introvert, that need to sort of rejuvenate away from other people.
When it came time for Rachel to choose a vocation, there really was only one obvious option. A young Catholic introvert dreaming of a quiet existence with God. She became a Carmelite nun at age 22.
When I went into the convent, you know, I intended to stay there.
But there was one tiny problem.
Living with 16 other women, really, it just is not me. They were lovely, you know, at least I'm sure they were lovely. And I got on very well with them, but it was exhausting.
Rachel was beginning to learn that she was a capital I introvert. And a convent is a busy place. She had to make a plan to get out.
I remember kneeling in chapel when I was pretty sure I was going to have to go. And saying, "You may well want me here, God, but I know that I cannot live this way of life. You know, I can feel myself not doing well here. And if you're the sort of God that I believe you are, then you'll come with me when I leave." And then I left and discovered God was still with me.
Rachel knew exactly what she wanted to do. She was still a nun, but she wanted to be a solitary one. She wanted to be a hermit.
It's who I am. It's my role.
Let's take a pause here. What do you know about hermits? Caves, long beards, grumpy men. That's most people's assumption, and it's okay if that's what you picture, because they really aren't common knowledge. A hermit is a religious classification from the Old Testament. It means someone living in seclusion, dedicated to prayer and God. It's Rachel's dream job. She called up her bishop to make it real. She sold her house in upscale Cambridge and set out to find a hermitage.
You know, I had very romantic ideas about a little detached cottage on the sea, on the coast, that sort of thing.
But those romantic ideas never work out, do they? Instead of a cottage on the sea, a 1960s semi-detached house in the East Midlands became her hermitage. Unlike being a nun, there isn't a support structure for hermits. Being a hermit doesn't pay.
Naively, really, I'd half expected that when I came, and it was a shock. It was a shock when I came here to realise that being a hermit meant diddly squat, you know, that really nobody was going to buy anything from you just because you're a hermit. It took a long time, first of all, for me to come to terms with that.
Rachel was going to have to find some way of creating an income without heavy interactions with the public. She was following the paths of ancient hermits like St. Anthony. But there wasn't exactly a guidebook on paying your taxes as a hermit. And the more she tried to find ways to opt out of society, the more she had the sense that she wasn't being a good Christian.
There were days when it became apparent to me that it was total selfishness and really I ought to be out there serving the poor on the streets and, you know, and running a soup kitchen and all that sort of thing.
She prayed for answers.
That God sits in heaven and says, "Well, of course you're selfish, you know, you're human."
Rachel decided to set up a small calligraphy business selling religious prints and tutors for a couple of hours a week. This brings her out of her hermitage, but she finds solace knowing the rest of her time is spent with God.
It's not that I'm sitting here having visions and you know, and great halos and sunsets speaking to me of angels and anything like that. It's not that. To be alive and to be with God is sufficient. And that experience in itself is remarkable and extraordinary. And that's what I want to explore. That's the adventure.
And on those days when she allows herself to opt into society, she doesn't even have to leave her hermitage. She takes to Facebook and Twitter and evangelizes hermit life. Thank you, social media.
A lot of people regard being a hermit or being a nun as a good thing to do, you know, as an honourable thing to do, as something that should earn me respect. I don't see it that way. It's just what I do, you know. It's some people get married, some people are nuns, some people are hermits.
For more stories about finding meaning and identity in work, subscribe to Work in Progress in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at slack.com/podcast or tweet us @slackstories. Thanks for listening.